Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to count down the top Billboard Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from The Miracles, Gladstein and the Pips, Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up this half hour, The Miracles, and if you can wait, the 44th most popular Billboard artist, right here on Motown Memories.
Nitty gritty now.
Motown Memory from Diana Ross, The Boss, and then reached number one from 1979, and Diana Ross was the 35th most popular Billboard artist. And before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips and the Nitty Gritty, and that song reached number 19 in the Billboard charts in 1969, and Gladys Knight and the Pips were the 42nd most popular Billboard artist, including all of their work on other labels other than Motown. And we start with The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and If You Can Want, number 11 from 1968, and The Miracles were the 44th most popular Billboard artist. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're cutting down the top Billboard Motown artists. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and Supremes, and the song is called Reflection. Well, Reflection was the first Supremes record released under the new billing Diana Ross and Supremes. It is amongst their last singles to be written and produced by Motown's main production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. The song was also among the final singles to feature Florence Ballard, who recorded vocals for this song during one of the last studio sessions before she was fired on July 1st, 1967. Well, the song peaked at number 2 in the United States Billboard charts and number 5 in the UK charts in September of 1967. Reflections was released at the height of the Summer of Love of 1967 in the Vietnam War, and it was the first Supremes release to delve into psychedelic pop. Well, Holland, Dozier, and Holland's production of the song, influenced by the psychedelic rock sounds of bands such as the Beatles and the Beach Boys, represented a shift in Motown's pop sound during the later half of the 1960s. The psychedelic influence is apparent in the song's arrangement, which featured early use of synthesizers on a popular record. Well, here are Diana Ross and Supremes and Reflections, right here on Motown.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects a hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time. Ooh, and you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday, everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
World, whether it's straight or bouffant or it's curled, my baby,
my baby,
my baby, 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 my baby, baby,
baby, baby,
hassled like a baby lamb, and I love to run my fingers through it. I hope she digs me the way I am, but if I have to change, you know I'm gonna do it for my baby.
I'm gonna do it for my baby.
Personality contains more gold than any bank in this world could hold. My baby,
my baby,
my baby, 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 baby,
pretty baby.
Enough gold in her personality to set your knots to shame. This golden girl belongs to me. Let no guy try to stake his claim on my baby. Hold on me,
my baby
has a kiss so sweet, it knocks me off my feet. She makes my life complete.
Oh yeah, she's my baby. Oh yeah, she's my baby.
She makes my life complete. Who has my mind in a kind of a haze? Who has me walking around in a daze? My baby,
my baby,
my baby, yeah, my baby, baby,
pretty baby.
She gives me a feeling I can't explain. She sets my soul on fire, but I don't feel hurt and I don't feel pain. For my baby,
strong desire for my baby. I love,
yeah,
my baby.
That personality satisfies me. Oh baby, that's my baby, my baby, my baby.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Like a child, like a my way. I know love can last 2 years, but how can love last through tears?
Marvin Gaye and Ain't That Peculiar, and that reached number 8 in the United States Billboard charts in 1965, and Marvin was the 12th most popular Billboard Motown artist. Before that, The Temptations and My Baby, number 13 in the pop charts in 1965, and The Temps were the 21st most popular Billboard artist. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes and Reflections, number 2 in 1967, and Diana Ross and the Supremes were the 25th most popular Billboard artist. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're counting down the top Billboard Motown artists. Well, here comes Michael Jackson, and got to be there, the 7th most popular Billboard artist, right here on Motown Memories.
Just because the record has a groove.
Stevie Wonder with Sir Duke. Sir Duke was written after the memory of Duke Ellington, and that song reached number one from 1977, and Stevie was the fifth most popular Billboard artist. And we started with Michael Jackson and Got to Be There, number four from 1971. That was Michael's first 45 on the Motown record label, while he simultaneously recorded with the Jackson 5. And Michael was the seventh most popular Billboard artist, including all his work on the Epic record label. Well, this hour, we featured top Billboard Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.